When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week. Here's Shireen Herrera.
It is wonderful to have you join us for another episode of the Lander Biz Show. I'm Shireen Herrera. Owen Sweeney in the house.
Hello, hello.
Good to have you. And Carlos I have Hispanic heritage. I can't even.
Yeah. Does that work for you? Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of making a fool of myself. I've gotten so many comments about our last episode where they're like, Shireen, did you really not know what a CPA was?
That was
like,
not faking. She literally didn't know.
For a moment, I didn't remember. So anyways, Carlos is joining us, and I know Carlos from the Lander Chamber. Brewfest action. Carlos, it's good to have you.
Thanks.
We were just mentioning how brewfests are a total blur, but just one of the most starts to the summer.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
But it's crazy for us at the Chamber, though, that's for sure. Oh, running around. But so much fun. If you like chaos, then great.
It's Carlos chaos behind the scenes. But when it all comes out, it's, wow, the thing happened again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Carlos, you have a new venture.
That's right.
Soul cleaning.
Yep.
And Carlos is here to talk on the Lander Biz Show about soul cleaning. Carlos, let's start with you starting the business. I think that's valid because it's pretty new.
I'd say so. Yep. It's been a year since I started Soul Cleaning Service. That is S-O-L, not S-O-U-L. Soul Cleaning Service. And funnily enough, it all started when, or the idea for it started when Carol King, who also works at the Chamber of Commerce, she just mentioned to me passing by saying, you know what this place needs? A cleaning service for Lander. And that just stuck in my mind because anyone can do it, but not everyone, though, can run a business. And since working at the Chamber, I was impressed by the business owners, their grit, and I learned a lot about how necessary it is to have small businesses. And I thought, shoot, maybe I should give this a shot. And so that's how I really started right there.
There you go.
Right there.
How's the year been going?
A lot of ups and downs. I'm not going to lie. I'm still young, so lots of learning. It's been difficult. I'd be lying if I said that, oh, it was easy peasy. Plenty of nights where I couldn't go to bed well. But thankfully, with a lot of hard work, prayers, and help, to give a shout out to my business coach, Mike Campion, who helped me out with this business. And so now it's more streamlined. I'm quite thankful. I'm quite thankful for where I am right now. Of course, I need to make more money. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But things kind of universal need these days.
But we have systems. Yeah, but we have systems now, which is great. And I could project into the future in terms of.
I appreciate you being honest and being real about the difficulties that happen with starting a business. And when people here in Fremont County listen to this podcast, they want to support you. They want to support people who are trying, who are out there working hard.
Oh, yeah.
And again, people buy from people, Carlos. So you've been out there in the Lander community.
Yeah,
and again, we talked about some of the events you've been a part of. One, of course, that we're directly connected is the Lander Brewfest. But that helps as well, too. And let's talk about some of your clients that you serve. So residential, Airbnb.
Yep. And a couple of commercial at the moment right now. But let's see. We help a lot of elderly folk.
And
you know, I have a big soft spot for them because everybody knows a lot of retirees here. And I've seen some places where, or places that need to be cleaned and for these elderly folk. And it's sad. They're like, there's no family for them. So we really try to discount it for them as best as we can. Of course, I got to pay people, et cetera. But I have a big soft spot for them. Yeah, it just hurts to see when they don't have family to help them out. And
it helps better their life, too, to have you do that, to have that service.
Oh, yeah, it does. Where they can actually walk around their house properly. They don't have to worry about tripping over things. Mm-hmm. But and also families, too. You know, working moms and dads, you know, got to run the rat race. And they come back home or they're trying to go to school. And then everything's in chaos. Yeah, we love to help them out, too. It's just nobody thinks about cleaning because it's menial. It's menial. That doesn't mean that it's bad. In fact, it's good. It's necessary.
It also helps reduce some arguments.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not simply the act of cleaning and disinfecting. It's bringing order to people's lives. It's bringing a kind of peace, right? So this stuff's out of the way. I don't have to worry about getting it done, but it is getting done. And so I can, it frees up my mind and my emotions to just not have to stress about it. And I can focus on coming home and helping with the kids and picking them up or bringing them to soccer practice and whatever, fill in the blank. So it's not simply the act of cleaning. It's also providing that peace of mind for people, for business owners. So it's a great service. I'm excited to see it still going strong after a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God for that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy.
So how many people work with you or for you at Soul Cleaning?
So thanks to my Campion, I am completely out of cleaning right now. And we have, I'd say, seven people. Okay. Seven people working.
Nice.
Yes.
Great. And how far out do you go? Is it mostly here in Lander? Do you have some clients beyond Lander, Hudson, Riverton?
Anywhere? Yeah, actually, we have cleaned all the way up to Etherty, Riverton, of course, Lander, the outskirts of Lander, near Red Canyon, and also a little bit closer to Fort Washakie as well. Mm-hmm. We don't have the means to help the entirety of Fremont County, like Dubois.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but eventually that's what we want to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ambitious.
Yeah, I'm. Well, yeah.
That's you. I know you. Yeah, you used to work for me. I know you're a hard worker. Yeah. You don't shy away from that. So good on you.
Yeah, and we've gotten plenty of like requests from there too. Yeah, they just need. Who doesn't need basic services like cleaning?
I want you to grab your cell phone later on and look up Soul Cleaning on Facebook. It's S-O-L, like in sun, too, in Spanish. Soul Cleaning, and like them on Facebook. You can find out more information there. I also saw you guys recently did a giveaway, too. You always want to keep an eye on some of that stuff.
Yep.
I want to talk about money and prices, Carlos, because the first thing that comes to my mind is I can't afford somebody to come in and help me clean. Is that true?
The thing about that, Shireen, is we tailor make each of our prices for our clients. We come in, we do a lengthy discussion with our clients, and we work with their budget, right? It's as simple as that. Hey, can we do this every other day, for example, so that we could space out whatever your budget is? Mm-hmm. And so we give a flat rate. We don't charge hourly because if there's something crazy that happens or if somebody's lazy, we don't have any lazy people on our team, just so you know. But
that's good.
But like hypothetically, which would never happen, take 5 hours. Like we won't charge you $1 million.
You're going to milk it. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That's just mean because of our flat rate, you know what to expect and everyone's happy.
I love that. Again, you can find more and contact Carlos too. Another great way is on the phone, 307-240-9754. He does say text or call. They can receive either one on that number. What's it like cleaning other people's houses? You're out of cleaning now, but you were when you guys started.
Oh, I was doing a lot of it, like 40 hours plus. Us, things like that.
Are humans just totally gross or what?
I was going to say, is there ever a place you walked into and said, we're not doing this?
Actually, no, not yet. One time I should have, though. I'm not going to.
I want to hear this.
Oh, man.
Names will be changed to protect the innocent.
I'm not going to say where it was or who.
Oh, it was
who,
in Wyoming. Actually,
exactly. There you go. In Wyoming. Yeah. And of course, when you're starting out, you need money, right? And so I went to this place and it was being renovated and it was there was holes in the walls, and the more you dug into the place, you realize that it was a heroin den. So it was just disgusting.
Oh my gosh, like a legit?
Yeah, there were needles everywhere. So I had to get a hazmat suit, the whole works, whole 9 yards. So
it had been a heroin den?
Yeah, and then they were chased.
Somebody moved into it to live.
Or it was a heroin den, they lived in it, and then they left. And needed to be completely flipped. So that's where I came in.
Oh, okay.
And I completely flipped the place. Gosh, I remember I was, so when you clean, you work top down, right? Mm-hmm. So you get the dust down when stages.
Yeah, got it.
And I remember getting a broom and cleaning above the cabinets. Mm-hmm. And confetti was falling out. Okay, whatever. Maybe they had a party in here. Mm-hmm. And the needles started to come out too.
Oh my God.
So I didn't know what kind of joke the God was playing on me or the universe or whatever. Happy birthday.
You know, watch out.
But yeah, I had to mop the walls. Literally, I don't know where to begin. So I'm the walls.
That is a whole other aspect of your business. And I want to mention this because I have a few friends that have quite a few rentals in Fremont County. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, when some people rent your place, they do not take care of it. And they are looking for people to be able to come in and clean those and do that flip. And if Carlos can flip a heroin den.
I'm not going to put my employees in that position. That was just me because Carlos. I needed to make money. Just so you know.
Business.
But that is something that when you're listening to this, if you happen to have rentals or maybe you're renting out a home or know somebody, or if you're a property management company too, sometimes you are in a pinch too and you need that done real quick to contact Soul Cleaning, S-O-L Cleaning. What about, do you do the deep cleaning, like the shampooing?
Oh, like a carpet cleaner or something like that? Yeah. Or yes, we do have a carpet cleaner. We do upholstery and also carpets, things like that. Deep cleaning, we'll take care of your ovens, fridges,
behind
et
the fridge.
Yeah.
The killer
dust bunny.
Or
your dirty laundry and, your skeletons are.
What about dishes? Are you
dishes?
By the way, is that rude to have a cleaning person do your dishes?
I don't know. I don't know if it's rude.
What do you think, Owen?
Extra.
Funny enough,
we do our dishes.
I don't want to do my dishes. And you hired a cleaning person. Would it be rude?
Pay a premium. I don't know.
Nobody's asked us that before. Can you do our dishes? Perhaps.
There you go.
I'm taking advice from the head of the chamber guy right now, so probably I won't charge a premium on that. I don't know. I'll have to ask around.
My grandma would be so mad at me for even asking somebody my dishes.
I will say, I'll be the first person to give an on-air plug here. Carlos cleans the chamber. Carlos is staff.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And they do a wonderful job, and they don't clean our dishes. And we won't ask you to clean our dishes. You can just do what you're doing. I think there's like, 4 dishes in the whole building? So you don't got to worry about that.
Uh-huh.
Do people cleaning more in the winter or in the summer?
Oh.
Or does it stay pretty consistent?
Good question. I'd say springtime is probably a big time for when.
Kind of
but
makes
summer,
sense.
Yeah.
I know, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Spring cleaning.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. To tell you the truth, I haven't paid attention to that because I do know that Airbnbs still have to run during the wintertime. So there's plenty of cleaning then. But I wish I could give you a straight answer, but I don't know. Perhaps summer. Yeah.
Makes sense because we're a very big touristy area, right? So that's
what I was thinking too. Spring, summer.
Slow down in the winter.
Sense.
So that seems to track with what we see with in terms of business activity in Lander when.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Airbnb. So you have a lot of clients who own and operate Airbnbs. Is that right?
Actually, not much right now. It's mostly residential.
Okay.
But I think it's been not so great marketing on our part to get the word out on Airbnbs, but it's just mostly a lot of families and old folk. But Airbnbs are definitely one of them. I think I saw that there was around 90 Airbnbs around.
There's a significant number around Lander.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
in the county, I think most of them are up in the Dubois area, but there are a significant number of Airbnbs in and around Lander for sure.
Yeah, certainly.
If you own an Airbnb, contact Carlos Soul Cleaning. It might help you as well with the quick turnaround and the availability with them. Because if you own an Airbnb and you work a full-time job, sometimes it's really hard to get it clean for your next guest, especially
Absolutely.
In the busy spring and summertime. Carlos, can you accommodate with special requests with cleaning supplies? I'm a weirdo. For me personally, some of the hard chemical stuff, I'm not a super big fan of. What's your thoughts and what's the protocol for Soul Cleaning?
Yeah, certainly. So when it comes to harsh chemicals, or if you're looking for the more the eco-friendly type, we'd be more than happy to accommodate for you guys or for anybody who requests. Of course, we would have to go out and purchase those, and they are expensive. So expect, what's it called, higher premium? Yeah, higher premium attached to something like that. But again, we would be more than happy, A, to work with your budget, and also, to meet your needs as well.
There you go.
Yeah. We're happy to help you out if you want some eco-friendly products.
I like it. Flexibility is always good.
Yeah. More and more people have autoimmune diseases and all kinds of issues with this stuff, and the chemicals keep getting harsher and harsher. So that is, you're not a weirdo. I hear about that all the time. People, that's a whole segment in the, as Carlos, in the cleaning world, eco-friendly and getting rid of dyes and chemicals that are unnecessary to the job of what needs to get done.
Yeah, and even on our Facebook page, we post some cleaning tips that are eco-friendly, one part distilled vinegar and other part water. And it's great for water stains on your showers. Oh. And you use a very fine steel wool, like the finest one that you could possibly get, so you won't scratch the glass. It works wonders, actually, for that.
There you go.
Yeah.
taking
your tip. There's a tip for you.
I have soft water, that heavy, salty water at my place. It's terrible. Process on us getting an appointment. How far out, if somebody were to contact Soul Cleaning and say, I love this idea, I want somebody to come twice a month, how quickly are you able to clean somebody's house?
Fairly quickly. I'd say probably within a week or so.
Nice.
Let's see. For example, let's give an example then. If somebody called me today or so and they asked, hey, I need a cleaning for every other week. Great. And then I would chit chat with them to see if they would be the right client for us. Get first general impressions. What do you need? How large is the house? Can you tell me how you feel when you walk into your house and it's dirty? Try to get into their perspective.
Sure.
And if that goes well, then we continue on with the process. And that's a face-to-face meeting. I love meeting new clients. I love meeting people. So it's essential for us to put a face to a name. Right? Because it's more personable. You want to know who on earth you're bringing into your house.
And absolutely.
So, And so you then give me a tour. We look at what you need. I reiterate what you need. And then we give you a quote. We work with your budget. And then we proceed from there.
What if somebody has certain things they want done, like a checklist themselves? You accommodate what they...
Oh, yeah.
If somebody doesn't want vacuuming, you won't vacuum. Or
sure.
They're weirdos like me.
Yeah, of course. We would be happy to create a checklist for you, personalized checklist, which is usually the case for each house. Not every house is the same, and not everyone's the same as well. If you don't want dusting, okay, cool beans. Yeah, that's fine.
And how do you handle sensitive items in the house? Is there a protocol you speak with your employees about?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When it comes to like paperwork, things like that, I tell them, if you don't want it to be there, then you should move it out of the way. Our protocol is not to move it. We just clean around certain items. When it comes to like dressers and things like that, or like closets, we hardly go in there, if at all, because unless they ask us to, right? Yeah, we want them to feel comfortable and safe. So yeah, that's basically it, yeah.
Can you accommodate like last minute emergencies when I need my house cleaned before Thanksgiving and I call Carl?
Wish we were at the size that we could do that. We would love to do that.
Hopefully one day, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure. One day we will. But currently we can't just drop everything on at the... Whatever.
Yeah, proverbial drop
thank
of
you.
A hat.
Yeah, yeah proverbial quote.
Last
thank
minute.
You.
Yeah. 11th hour.
And you can charge a higher premium. So
that's right. Well, yeah.
Carlos, did we miss anything Owen? Yeah. Do you have anything else with Soul Cleaning?
I don't think so. We're community focused. We love Lander. We love Riverton. We love Fremont County.
I'm proud of you. I just love seeing what you've been able to do. And it's awesome that you're someone who came here from outside of the community. You went to college here. You fell in love with Lander. Mm-hmm. You want to stay. You want to build up the community. And now you're putting local kids to work and other people to work for you. And that's what a small business is supposed to do. That's how jobs are provided by small businesses, primarily, not big businesses. It's all the small businesses that employ a few people here and there. Those are the people that really are the engine of the economy. So congrats to you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for contributing to Lander.
Yeah, thank you, Owen. I appreciate it.
You bet.
And yeah, thanks for all the guidance you gave me when I worked at the chamber.
You
thanks
bet. Much. No, it's great to see. I love it.
Thanks, man.
Owen, while we're speaking about the chamber and all the cool stuff, and you guys have been busy as we've started this fall season, can we get an update?
Yeah, absolutely. I got back from the second of a two-day workshop that was put on by the Wyoming Business Council. So
cool.
It's an economic development community planning workshop. So
I love them, yeah.
The idea was to bring together people from different parts of the community who more or less different leaders from different silos, if you will, to try to break down those silos and work together towards a common end. There was me, there was a representative from the Lander Economic Development Association, representative from Lander Community Foundation, a member of the city council, and some other folks in the community to see what we can do to move some things, to use another metaphor, analogy, move things down the field. The place with a lot of passionate people. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it seems that we're stalled in a lot of areas about how Lander wants to understand itself and how Lander wants to move forward with respect to business development or residential development. And so we were having those discussions about how can we bring people together to see if there's some common ground there, because it seems like here in Lander, there's a real struggle with moving forward over these differences. And we want to see if there's a way that we can move past that and come to a common vision of what folks would like to see here and get that done. Because what we don't want is we don't want Lander to become stagnant and
right.
a place where people can't raise a family or can't come back to you if they, my kids, right, they grew up here. If they want to come back, I'd love for them to be able to do that. Right now, it's hard for a lot of people who grow up here. They can't, it's very expensive. It's hard. There aren't a lot of available jobs out there for folks to be able to make a living on. And we want to see what we can do about that. So that's what we've been up to. You're going to be hearing more from the chamber and from other community groups about what we can do to see to get some unanimity around some issues and some topics here in town.
I love that Owen, if you listen to this, he consistently has his pulse on so many different aspects of Fremont County and of the Lander area and of Wyoming that it's really nice to get those updates, and there's always good information in there. So thank you.
Yep,
we have some really great guests that are coming up on Lander Biz. We've had a lot of fun. Carlos, it was really great chatting with you, having you on. I'll see you before, hopefully, Brewfest next summer if you're back helping out the gang there. But it's been another great episode of the Lander Biz Show. Shireen Herrera, Owen Sweeney, and Carlos with Soul Cleaning. You can find them on Facebook or 240-9754. Back with another episode coming soon of the Lander Biz Show.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.